Well, it seems in this day and age of digital photography that we all have thousands and thousands of pictures on our phones, tablets, computers, but we don't have nearly as many printed out and in homes and things like that.
Right. I don't hand pictures out to family and stuff like that anymore.
Yeah, because now, again, it's great with technology how quickly you can share things and folks can see them. But maybe you're like me and you have grandparents that aren't totally on board with social media and things like that. And so they try, but it doesn't always work for them.
Right.
And so it's like, well, I want grandma to see pictures of the baby, but I really don't know when she's posting random photo albums and saying find solitaire for her status. It's like,
it's okay.
I don't know if grandma's actually going to see these pictures of the baby. So there's a new app, because of course there's an app for that and a service for that as well. So this one is called Nanogram. It offers what they call the perfect solution for those relatives who really want hard copies of all those Kodak moments.
Yes.
Which is interesting. For a small monthly fee, the company prints and mails a package of photos of your choice to whomever keeps asking for new pictures of your daily adventures, a.k.a.
grandparents,
great-aunts and uncles, that sort of a thing. So Hillary found this morning. Nanogram packages begin at $7.99 for 10 photos per month. And again, they'll send them right to your grandparent, whomever it might be.
Right.
It goes all the way up to a package that offers 100 photos for $34.99 per month.
Which,
if you really just want to
much.
Blitzkrieg somebody with photos.
It's maybe a little overwhelming for my old Grammy, but, it's okay.
The packages, they include 4x6s, 4x6 prints, and every picture is printed on high-quality photo paper with ink from a photo lab. Once you sign up, all you have to do is text photos to your unique Nanogram number and select prints on the website. That also means your siblings or whomever you give the number to can also add photos. So you could say, hey, everybody, for, Mother's Day, let's all text a current photo of our family to the Nanogram number.
Well, and what
and
I'm
Grandma
thinking
will get them soon.
Is like, so my dad's family, he was one of seven children. So my grandma has like 20 some great grandchildren kind of thing grandchildren in my generation who now have given her all these great grandchildren. Even if we all said, hey, we're each going to pitch in like a dollar or so, a month or whatever. And everyone sends their text pictures of their kiddos. Then she gets all
And again,
this,
it makes it so easy. It makes something that you probably should do way easier. Because I know, I have grandparents up in Park Falls, my grandpa and my grandma and grandpa in Harlan, Iowa, southwest corner of Iowa. And so it's been on my list for a long time. We've had Nora for 4 months, right? And it's like, oh, yeah, I should send
some
pictures.
Gotta
send pictures. And
I
you don't think of it because, honestly, printing pictures is not something that I really do on a regular basis.
Well, and I think it used to be different, too. When you would take, the film to the lab and you'd get double prints.
Yeah, printing pictures is what you get.
Yeah, then you'd get them and it was, automatic. Oh, you just hand them out, get double prints.
I mean, I used to do that with a little, disposable camera that I would take to camp.
Yes.
And you get a print, it's like, oh, I gotta get doubles because somebody might want one of these.
Right. We don't do that anymore.
Not so much. Maybe we should.
I love it. Nanograms.
Nanograms.
I love it.
Service.
It's not sending a banana. It's sending your nana some pictures.
There's probably an app to send her a banana, too, in case she needs
one. We send a potato. Remember, there's potatograms.
That's true. So
I'm sure there's nanograms out there as well.
Do washing machines eat clothing? That is an age-old question for some folks wondering, why in the world do I have less socks every single time I wash and dry laundry? Well, there's a photo that's going viral on Twitter, and it may reveal what actually happens to socks that disappear in the laundry, and hungry washing machines could be the culprit. Sarah Rose, she's a Twitter user, posted a photo of a washing machine overflowing with socks from its bottom compartment. So you know that one, there's a little plastic case, and you take it out. They're literally socks are like being regurgitated out of this thing because there are so many down there. Now, this was a commercial washing machine in the laundry room of a mobile home park. So, it might not have the same volume as what you would have depending on how large your family is. But she says, for those of you that swear your machine eats small things and that's why they disappear, here's
the
proof. So, could a washing machine really eat that many socks? Of course, the internet, this thing started spinning around.
Right.
James Darmstadt, a quality engineer at GE Appliances, said, it's absolutely possible.
No way.
And they make these for a living. He says, in the case pictured, and again, you can find this on Twitter pretty much everywhere, he says the socks most likely slip through a hole in the gasket. That's, of course, that thick rubber ring on front-loading washers that creates a tight seal when the door closes. And he said, when the machine is spinning at very high speed, socks could slip through a hole or slit in the gasket and get trapped in the space below the metal washing basket. They could be there. I'm not sure if it's worth it if they're lost. Is it worth it to start digging into your washing machine?
think they'd be nasty after they're in there for a while.
He says clearly this washing machine is in a high usage situation, which again builds up. Still, he says the same thing could happen on a smaller scale with in-home washing machines. He recommends regularly checking and cleaning the rubber door gasket on front-loading washers.
Huh. You know, baby socks are the worst.
Right?
Because they're so tiny. Okay, confession time.
Yes.
When my child was a baby, one of them, they had the cutest little socks. They were white socks, and they had little cow spots on them. They were little cow. They were the cutest things ever, the littlest socks I've ever seen. I lost one. I still have the odd sock in the hopes that someday when we move from our house, I shall find the missing baby sock. It's still... I'm sad that the cow sock is gone. Why do I still have a cow sock? My youngest child is 11.
Because they're so cute. A Sears Home Services appliance repair expert, Wayne. He says to spare socks the unspeakable fate of being caught underneath your dishwasher until kingdom come. He says you can save your socks from the jaws of a washer by not overloading it.
Oh.
But I want to get it all done in as few loads as possible.
Absolutely. Interesting.
So when you say that it eats them,
it really does.
It might actually eat them.
I think it actually really does.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.